Welcome to the Taboo Podcast, hosted by me, Lexi D'Angelo, industry rule breaker, seven-figure moneymaker, and founder and head witch of the Taboo Institute. WTF is the taboo, you ask? It's the vortex of transformation that is experienced when people claim the magic of the taboo, woo, and Y-O-U. It's a way of being that invites you to question the status quo and dismantle the outdated hierarchical paradigms and structures that have been sucking your soul, and instead follow the signs of your turn on and true knowing to create fulfilling and sustainable success your way, AKA without ever sacrificing your purpose, passions, and priorities in the process. After all, I'm a firm believer that true transformation happens when you're able to unapologetically claim and express your fullest, most multidimensional self. It's time to ditch the norm, embrace the provocative, and reach next levels of impact and income by invoking the taboo. Hey everyone. Okay, we are live. My goodness. I don't know what was going on, but it wasn't letting me go live for a little bit there. So I had everything all set up on Facebook. So I'm doing both right now. So give me a second to get everything good to go over on Facebook. Welcome. Hey everyone. I'm really excited because today we're talking about the autumnal equinox and specifically how it relates to the realm of mist and depths. So for those of you who have an understanding of the realms, I would love for you to go ahead and let me know in the comments, do you know about the realms of magic and mastery inside of the Taboo Institute? Give me some hearts if you're a yes, or if you're like, what is this magic? Then let me know as well, because we will dive into it all in a second here. All right, share my page. We're getting good to go on Facebook. If you see me looking at one camera versus the other, it's because I'm doing lives on both Instagram and Facebook. Yes, yes, amazing. Okay, awesome. I love that many of you have an understanding of the realms of magic and mastery already. That's huge. For those of you who don't know what the realms of magic and mastery are, don't worry. We're going to be covering this extensively inside of our Instagram profile. So both on Lexi D'Angelo, not com, Lexi D'Angelo on Instagram and Taboo Institute, you can find out more info there. But for right now, I want to talk, like I said, about the autumnal equinox. So this is beginning tomorrow, and it really marks an important part and transition in the seasons and the cycles of the world at large right now. So for those of you who are in the northern hemisphere, it's going to be the autumnal equinox. And for those of you who are in the southern hemisphere, it's the spring equinox. So we're focusing on these autumn vibes here today. So for those of you who might not have an understanding of the realms of magic and mastery, the realm of mist and depths correlates with the season of autumn. So we're exiting the realm of flame and expression, which aligns with the summer, and we're moving into the realm of mist and depths. So equinox means equal night. And so essentially it's the same amount of daylight as there is darkness. And so similarly, in this thread of the realm of mist and depths, we are going to be talking about this idea of ascension and the descent as well, because that's what mist and depths is inviting us into. So what do these things mean? Let's break them down. First, there's the ascension. So let's talk about this as it correlates to mist. So mist is a cloud of tiny water droplets that are suspended in the atmosphere. And when something is misty, it can be like kind of hard to see. And so it can limit our visibility. And while we might not be able to see through our eyes, nor maybe understand something with our rational mind, the mist invites us to really turn inwards and to not even use our logical or rational or linear brains, but to surrender and to trust in something even greater, even more expansive than just what we can see or what we can experience with our human senses. So it both allows us to have this feeling of surrender, but also this feeling of being able to sink into our truth and also the truth of the universe. So it connects us with the higher realms of the superconscious, spirit, source, ether, God, whatever it is that you believe in. So that's the kind of the essence of MIST. It's something that we are ascending into. We're connecting to something greater than even ourselves, and it's something that is linking us to, again, the beyond. Then we have the descent. So this is really looking at the depths portion. So we just looked at MIST, and now we're looking at depths. So the definition of depths is a point far below the surface, a place that is remote and inaccessible. So the depths invite us to descend past the surface into what can be these murky, mysterious waters. And that can be, you know, uncomfortable for some people. That can feel unknown, uncertain, but there's so much wisdom in these depths. So when we learn to navigate the unknown, we can come to know ourselves, others, and the world around us so much more intimately. So ultimately, linking these things together, we have the realm of MIST and depths as a totality. And so in this realm, we're able to lift the veil of the mundane and really sink into the tides of intuition and emotional acuity. So for those of you who don't know more about the realms quite yet, the realm of MIST and depths is really all about spirituality and is all about emotions as well. So as practitioners of the taboo, when we are working in this realm, we are supporting our clients with going deep into their emotions and what they're experiencing and supporting them with different techniques and practices and tools that support them on an emotional level. Likewise, we're also supporting them with tools, techniques, and practices that support them on a spiritual level as well. So as you swim in these waters, it might feel a little disorienting at first because we can be used to being on the surface or being on land, so to speak. And so we have to adjust to the vastness and we have to explore the infinite possibilities. So not even have to, we get to. There's this opportunity to be in this quantum sphere. And this is where the unseen, this is where the numinous resides. And so these are simultaneously beckoning you to wade deeper and to soar higher at the same time. So it's a really, really magical experience. And when we are able to do this, again, we're able to tap into both the emotional acuity and the intuition. So intuition, we'll look at this first, is the inner knowing that represents certainty and stability within us all. And this can often be a source that we forget to tap into. So I talked about this in one of my recent posts, but a lot of the times we can look outside of ourselves for the answers. We can look to the experts, quote unquote, in the industry, and we're like, ooh, what do they say? What are the strategies that they're doing? But when we're able to tap into our inner knowing, when we're able to lead with our soul, that's when things completely shift. And so what happens here is we get to trust something deeper, something more certain and stable even than just logic, than just rational reasoning. And so we're able to move beyond the logic, we're able to move beyond the ego in this as well. So sometimes we can have trouble noticing the voice of our intuition. And sometimes it can be difficult to discern the difference between the intuition and the ego. And so what the realm of MIST and depths invites us to do, especially in this season, is to feel deeply and to make space for all of our emotions and for those of others as well. In this realm, we also strive to build our heart muscles of compassion and empathy as we navigate this human experience. So it doesn't necessarily mean that we have to make logical sense of our emotions. It's more of this felt sense, this experiencing and this acceptance of what is and having radical compassion for whatever is coming through. And so this idea of empathy is really strong in the realm of MIST and depths. And so there are three archetypal energies, or as we like to call them, taboo types, that are the rulers of the realm of mist and depths. So they are the oracle, the phoenix, and the healer. And we go into great depth about each of these taboo types and all the 12 taboo types, as well as the four realms of magic and mastery inside of the taboo certification. So if you want to learn more about these, how to weave these energies into your life, into the cycles and the seasons that you're in inside of your business, as well as know the tools and the techniques to tap into when you're working with clients, then the certification is where it's at. But for right now, let's talk about these three archetypes, or these three taboo types, that are the rulers of the realm of mist and depths. So first we have the oracle, and the oracle helps you recognize your most aligned path and calling. They are able to share their magic through teaching, through transmitting information, and offering new perspectives. So how you can call upon the oracle is, you can do this through your own teachings. You can do this through transmitting soul information from the higher, you know, collective of the unconscious, through your higher self, through source, through God, whatever it is that you believe in. So this also is important to understand, or the oracle is important for us to understand different perspectives. So it really helps us see all these different ways and all these different possibilities. And it gives us these different vantage points that we might not have seen previously, or might not have been open to or aware of previously. So there's a really potent power in that. And the oracle asks, what have you been closing your metaphorical eyes to? And what needs to be witnessed and observed now? So thinking about your life, your business, whatever's coming up for you right now as you're entering this season of autumn, or this, you know, season of mist and depths, this realm, thinking about how can you open your eyes? And again, not just, you know, your physical eyes, but your metaphorical eyes. Like, what have you been closing them off to? What is ready to be seen? What is ready to be revealed? What is a new perspective that you can have on what's been happening? And so what needs to be witnessed and observed now? Let me just see. There's a question here. The best certification. Thanks, Elle. Is it possible to be an alchemist during summer and spring and the phoenix during autumn and winter? Thank you. Yeah, so this is something that we'll go into deeper, and it's actually something that we're going to be exploring inside of the Realms Immersion Retreat that's happening October 4th through 7th. So this was originally just for our certification students, but we are cracking open our Taboo Institute Castle doors and inviting people to come in and get a taste for the magic. So during our welcome ceremony, we're actually going to be doing this whole ritual that goes through the seasons and the cycles and taps into some of the taboo types and all that jazz. So yes, there's, you can be in like actual, let's just say fall, winter, spring, summer, and be in the energy or the essence of a taboo type that doesn't exist inside of that realm. And we'll explain more of how this works and what this looks like deeper inside of the Realms Immersion Retreat and the certification. So if you're interested in learning more about the Realms Immersion that's coming up, let me go ahead and just grab the link and pop it in here. Give me 1 second. There you go. You can read more about it there. Okay, so yeah, of course, great question. So the next taboo type is the phoenix. And the phoenix serves as a catalyst to activate deep magic and alchemy with your pure presence. And they also help you tap, or I should say transform, your pain into your purpose and even pleasure. So the phoenix can be this uncomfortable archetype when it's showing up. And when we think about the phoenix, it's like we've gone through the fires of transformation and we are, you know, burned down to the ashes, but that's not the end of it, right? There's more to this cycle. And so it's really about what gets rebirthed from the ashes. And the ashes are really like the most potent pieces of you that get to have a new life and a new way of being, a new essence. So the phoenix asks, what is the innate wisdom that exists inside of you that you have forgotten? And how can you tap into your potent power and be in its total potency? So you'll learn more about the Phoenix archetype inside of the certification, but essentially the Phoenix is just like such a strong energy in who they be in their presence. And their presence alone has the just power to transmit incredible codes and transformation. And so who do you need to be when you're in your full power? Who do you get to be when you're in your full power? And the Phoenix also asks, what needs to rise from the alchemical ashes and emerge and be reborn now? So this is your opportunity to rebirth yourself and rebirth the experiences that you're going through. What are the dates for the virtual immersion? Yes, October 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th. So it's four really deep dive, in-depth days where we are going into each of the realms on each day. So for example, on October 4th, we're first exploring the realm of matter and knowing. On October 5th, we're then going into the realm of wind and chaos. On the 6th, we're going into flame and expression. And on the 7th, we're going into mist and depths. So inside of the realms immersion retreat, you are going to receive every single day there's a training of some sort. So the training is more of a learning experience where you're going to get access to a really transformational teaching or theory behind certain techniques, tools, and practices that we teach inside of the Taboo Institute. So for example, on day one for matter and knowing, the training is all about somatic sorcery. So we're going to be talking about the nervous system according to polyvagal theory and why this idea and concept of somatic sorcery is the key to overriding deeper patterns in your mind-body connection that are holding you back from your desired reality. Then we also will have, what else will we have? We will have an experiential session for that day. And so inside of, let's just stick with the matter and knowing realm. For the matter and knowing experiential call, it's all about aura auditing for manifesting success. So during the experiential calls, you're essentially experiencing a tool, a practice, or a technique. So in the teaching, where it's talking about like the theory behind it, it's kind of like those mindgasms, braingasms that you're going to get to experience. For people who like love to like learn about like new techniques and tools and skills, you're going to love those. And then the experiential ones are for you to actually have an embodied experience of one of the tools, techniques, or practices within that realm. So for example, one of the tools or techniques or practices is aura auditing. So you're going to have this experiential session where you're going through what we call an aura audit. And the purpose of this is to identify which stage of the manifestation process you might be currently getting stuck in or experiencing this energetic glitch in, and then how to remedy it for soul-aligned, prosperous success. And then each day we'll also have a coaching demo. So this is where myself or one of the master transformation guides is going to literally have a couple of people who are in the Realms Immersion Retreat in the magic seat. And we are going to be facilitating the tools and the techniques inside of that realm on the call. So you're going to see a real live session taking place with fellow students and people who are participating in the realms experience. So you can get an idea for what this multidimensional mastery looks like. And we're also going to be breaking down the session and talking about why we chose those specific techniques for the person that we're working with. So we're always calibrating to the client. And we're also going to be helping you see how you can utilize certain tools and how you can make certain decisions in your coaching sessions and in the process where you're guiding clients to transformation. So for example, some of the techniques that you'll see inside of the Matter and Knowing coaching demo would be various somatic tools and techniques. You'll also see stuff around manifestation. You'll see things around embodiment. And so for example, one of my favorite techniques is embodying metaphors. It's super powerful. It's probably unlike anything that you've ever experienced before. Another thing inside of this realm is energy alchemy. This is also about masterful speaking and prospering. So different tools and techniques to help you and support you with that. So to be clear, every day you'll have a training of some sort. You'll have an experiential type of call and session, and you'll also have a coaching demo call. So all of this and all the details are listed on the site. And every day there's something different that we're diving into. So we're diving into a different realm on each day. Hey, Vicky. Vicky's here. She's one of our incredible transformation guides. She's actually our transformation guide director, and you'll be seeing her inside of the Realms Immersion Retreat. I just went on a whole tangent there, but it's just going to be so freaking powerful. And I'm so, so excited that you're going to be able to experience what usually only our students are able to experience. So it's a really amazing opportunity to see the magic in action and get a taste for it, because what we do, it's just so hard to share about in a conceptualized, high-level way. You've got to be there. You've got to go through it. You've got to experience it to really know the potency and the magic. So then we have the healer. So the healer is the third taboo type inside of the realm of mist and depths. And so the healer offers healing and wholing and creates connection from a place of deep heart coherence. They offer us the antidote to our egoic judgment, criticism, and the binary ways in which we can sometimes resort to in our thinking. So this antidote that the healer offers is compassion. So this is really all about having self-compassion and also compassion for others, really being able to just hold people in radical love and non-judgment and total acceptance for who they are and what they're bringing to the experience or to a session if you're tapping into the healer as an archetype in a session. So the healer asks, where do you need to gift yourself compassion and patience? Where are you seeing flaws when really they're aspects that make you whole? So often we see these bits and pieces of us and we're like, oh, I'm too this or I'm too that or not enough this or not enough that. But really those are just pieces of us and parts of us, and it creates a collective whole. And so is there a different way we can view those? So can we bring in the oracle to have a new perspective and a new view on these things that we're seeing as weaknesses, or these things that we're seeing as flaws, and instead see the power in them and see the opportunity and see the gold that exists? So really the entire realm of mist and depths beckons you to slow down and to make way for the darkness, to make way for the mysteries that you might not have been seeing or prioritizing previously. It invites you to recognize, to honor, and celebrate the physical growth and manifestations that you've called into being up to this point, as well as the soul expansion and alchemical shifts that have taken place as well, while still knowing there's more to come and the cycle is not complete. So the mist and depths realm, we're still, you know, like we're in the depths of it. We're in it all still. And it's not until we get to matter and knowing where there is some sense of completion, and then the cycle starts again. So if you're curious about more around the realms, about the taboo types, how this plays out in your life, in your business, how you can utilize it in the sessions that you do with your clients, because oh my goodness, this stuff is so, so, so powerful, then you are going to love what we have planned for you both inside of the Realms Immersion Retreat, which is totally free for all of our certification students. So if you're a student, if you've just signed up, or if you're an existing student, you have a free ticket to it. And if you aren't a student, you've been considering the certification, then this is an amazing way to get a taste of the magic before fully committing. What I will say though, is that the doors to the certification, they are, they're closing in a month, but at the end of September, so September 30th, the price is going up and the Realms Immersion bonus is disappearing. So if you want to get in on the most affordable pricing that's available right now, and this is a fraction of the cost of what the certification used to be, you're going to want to get in now. So when you do join now before September 30th, again, you're going to get some juicy bonuses, one of which is the Realms Immersion Retreat that's happening October 4th through 7th. You're going to save $3,000 on the price, and you're going to be able to dive into the magic right away. One of the other bonuses is Taboo Prep School that comes with over 10 different trainings and workshops to further immerse yourself in the various tools, techniques, and teachings of the taboo as well. So there's a lot that you can do before we officially get started on October 24th. What else is there to say here? If you join the Realms Immersion Retreat because you're just, you know, you're just not 100% ready for the certification, that's totally fine. Just know the price is going up September 30th. But if you choose to join us for the Realms Immersion Retreat and are blown away by the magic inside, which we know you will be, then you can apply the cost of the retreat to the certification payment. So, for example, the Realms Immersion Retreat is only $222. We could literally charge $222 for each and every session inside. So for 4 days of deep dive transformation and facilitation skills and, you know, our proprietary methods and secrets and tips and tricks, holy shizballs, that is quite a deal. So much magic to explore. Yes, so much magic to explore. So when you do that, you'll be able to get in, like I said, to experience the magic for a tiny fraction of the price. And then you can also apply the 222 to your first certification payment. So you get an even, you know, more discounted rate on that. If you have any questions, feel free to DM me over on Lexi D'Angelo at Instagram, or you can also DM one of our success sorceresses over at Taboo Institute on Instagram. So your next steps would be to go to lexidangelo.com/realms-immersion and lexidangelo.com/certification. So the certification link will detail everything there is to know about the certification. You can go ahead and apply so you can get access to our amazing bonuses right now and the lowest price that's available. And if you want to learn more about the Realms Immersion Retreat, then you can go to the Realms Immersion link. True, each session of the Realms Immersion Retreat is super valuable in and of itself. It's so true, Vicky. Yes, 100%. Oh my God, I'm just so excited for all the shifts and transformations that are taking place inside of the certification currently. And I know that this Realms Retreat is just going to be like this beautiful cauldron of transformation that's going to be able to collapse timelines even faster, because that's what happens when we're able to gather in such sacred, potent space and really have time set aside to go deep, to be present, to work on our craft, to really receive as well. Because so often as these coaches and these healers and practitioners, we're giving and giving and pouring into other people. But how often are you allowing yourself to receive? How often are you allowing yourself to really pour back into yourself and practice your sacred craft? Because the people who are masters at their craft, they're always learning. They're always learning new techniques, skills, tools, etc., different ways of doing things. And this is the perfect, perfect experience to do so. All right, I'm going to end it there. But be sure again to go to lexidangelo.com/certification for certification details and lexidangelo.com/realms-immersion for the Realms Retreat information. All right, everyone, thank you so much for hanging out with me here. Love and appreciate you all, and I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed hanging out with me as much as I enjoyed recording this for you. And it would just mean the absolute world to me if you could go ahead and hit subscribe. And also, oh my gosh, you'd be the best ever if you could leave a review saying what you loved most about this show. And of course, feel free to share this with your biz besties, your mom, your dog, anyone who you think would benefit from popping their earbuds in and taking a little listen. I appreciate you so, so much. And if you want to come and hang out with me on the interwebs, do some stalking, do some creeping, Jonathan. You can find me at Lexi D'Angelo on Instagram, LexiDangelo. And also on Facebook, you can find me facebook.com/TheLexiDangelo. Have an amazing rest of your day, and I will see you next time.